Quick Takes!
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Quick Takes. I'm your host for the evening, Paul Brooks, and I'm very excited to have a special guest with me to talk a little bit about a movie that we watched called Tonight She Comes. She is a horror movie connoisseur, and she's the co-host of Bloody Disgusting's official podcast, The Bloody Disgusting Podcast. It's the real queen of horror herself, Zena Dixon. Zena, hello.
Hello, Paul. Thank you so much. That was such a beautiful intro.
Oh, thank you. I worked pretty hard on it.
Yeah, I feel very special. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Did I get everything right?
You did. You got it all right.
Well, thank you. Hey, thank you so much for chatting with me a little bit here on B-Movie Mania. This is a little thing we do in our off-season called Quick Takes, and I'm excited to have you on.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to be here.
Excellent. So, you know, before we get into the movie, can we talk a little bit about Bloody Disgusting Podcast and sort of like how you got involved with it?
Sure.
How did that all come about? How long have you been doing that now?
So officially, it's been since July. Megan over at Bloody Disgusting, she actually sent me like a DM, you know, and because we follow each other on Twitter, and I've always been like a huge fan of her writing, and I know that she would also occasionally like watch my YouTube channel. And when I used to write for Dread Central at the time, with my monthly, I had like a monthly column called Zena's Period Blood, and she was really awesome and would read that. And so she kind of just sent me a DM, and she asked if I would be interested in being like a co-host. And, you know, truth be told, like, I'm like super duper shy. So it's like I had to like think about that. Not because of her. She's super awesome. And Bloody Disgusting, like, they're amazing over there. Super supportive. Yeah. I just didn't know if that was something I wanted to go into. But here I am.
Here you are, and your column is very appropriate given the movie that we're going to be discussing tonight.
Right? I know. Like, yeah, that's that part actually just I have a theory on that, but we'll talk about that at a different time.
We'll get to it. So Tonight She Comes. Let me just run through some of the pertinent information here. It's a 2016 horror comedy written and directed by, I hope I'm saying this right, Matt Stewarts, and it stars Nathan Eswine, Larissa White, Jenna McDonald, Kamisha Cotton, and more. And Zena, how about we just talk a little bit, you know, about what this movie is about? Can you hit me with a little bit of a like a loose plot synopsis?
Sure. So it follows like these like two sets of like friends. Separately, they're kind of just drawn to this cabin of a girl who's missing. We see this girl earlier on in the film, like when the film opens up, and that is so bloody. She's kind of giving herself like a self-abortion kind of thing going on there. Yeah, it made me cringe. But then, you know, these strangers, like they meet, you know, under these weird like circumstances. And honestly, from then on there, it's just pure and utter chaos.
It is.
That happens from there.
Absolutely. This is a movie where, you know, I'm sure everyone has been there. You're hanging out one night at home. You're not quite sure what to watch. And for me, I found it either on Tubi. I know that it's available right now on Tubi, and I think Amazon Prime as well. And I was just flipping around, didn't know anything about it. But I just put it on based on the strength of the title and I think the cover art, and, you know, kind of went in blind and was pretty pleasantly surprised by it.
Yes. Same. I, like you, I randomly just selected it. I really love the poster. I thought that, like, the artwork was awesome. And I think I watched it on Hulu on a Sunday morning. So for some reason on a Sunday morning, I'm sorry, I was laughing because I know most people, they're like, you know, that's the Lord's Day or, you know, and here I am watching this movie. But yeah, like you, I was very like surprised by it.
Yeah. You know, when you're a horror movie fan, it's not just limited to Friday or Saturday night. You're usually watching horror movies anytime, day or night.
Oh, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about, let's go a little bit deeper into the characters of this thing. Yeah, you have Larissa White plays Ashley, and her friend Lindsay, played by Kamisha Cotton. And yeah, like you mentioned, they're sort of just out, you know, kind of a typical cabin in the woods situation, or cabin on the lake, I guess you'd say, sort of maybe a weekend getaway. And they're trying to meet up with their other friend, Christy, but she's not answering. And we'll find out in a little bit why that is. But just talk a little bit about sort of, what these girls encounter as they when they get out to this cabin.
So for some reason, they decide to start ripping off each other's tops. And I'm a female.
Girls don't do that?
We don't. And, you know, that's how I knew. Like, no offense. Like, overall, I like the movie and I appreciate the director. But I knew that it was a man that wrote it.
Right.
Because that's never happened to me in all of my 33 years on this planet.
Well, you know, there's also some weird sort of like, there's a lot of masturbation in the front half of the movie for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know. Like, I know it's that shock factor, but it's just like, okay, what is happening? Does this character even belong in this movie? But yeah, you have these two friends, they're drinking, they're joking around, you know, they're in their bikinis. They decide to just, you know, lay out in the sun. Then you have across the lake, this guy named Pete, who is just, okay, he seemed like he just wants to masturbate, like, wherever, in the back of his friend's truck while his friend is driving. Like, okay, I'm sure that I don't know who would do that. And then he sees these two girls. And what's crazy is it's like it's just broad daylight. He wasn't even trying to hide behind a bush, you know, like he's just out. And yeah, just took it out, swinging it around, just mastered, you know, all that stuff. And so anyway, fast forward, the girls see him. He walks off. Then he finds their friend that they've been, you know, trying to call, Christy, the girl. And so she looks like she's dead because her eyes are wide open and she doesn't have any clothes on. For some reason, this character, Pete, once again, like, I don't understand. I don't feel like he belonged in the movie. He doesn't fit, but he just starts taking pictures of her and touching her. And it's just like, okay.
I mean, she looks like she's dead.
Right.
So Pete's got some problems.
He does.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of the setup for this thing. And, you know, this is definitely an independent film where it looks to me like they didn't have a whole lot of money to work with. You know, it's a small production. But at the same time, I think that you can tell that the filmmakers had a lot of heart and they were really doing their best to make something that was going to be fun and funny. Mm-hmm. And, you could tell that they were putting their heart into it.
Absolutely. And that's something that I really love about it.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people, and I'm sure maybe like you, I really enjoy watching independent films because I know how hard it is to make a movie.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, they kept this dedication, like even with the actors. Unfortunately, I have never seen them in anything else as of yet. But something I can say is I believe their performances. And I can feel, you can definitely see that they took this very seriously. And even with the director, he also wrote it and he was the editor. You can see his passion. You could just see like the love, and that's something that I really, really enjoyed about this movie.
Yeah, agree with you completely there. I have a soft spot for, you know, independent productions like this. And I think it is for the same reason that I know that you're a filmmaker yourself and, you know, it's tough putting a movie together. So hats off to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights of this film. What were some of the things that stuck out to you that you really enjoyed about Tonight She Comes?
Okay. Well, first, I really love the score. I feel, yeah, it's just so much fun. And, you know, it just kind of puts you in that world, you know? I felt like, because, you know, sometimes when you watch a movie and you can just, like, feel it, you know? And it's like, that's kind of how I felt. That was probably, like, a terrible description.
No, that's words. Good. That's good. But we'll, you know, a lot of times on the show, we like to put little clips in. So we'll put a little piece of the score in right here for people to listen to as we're talking a little bit.
Awesome. And I love the fact that the director, writer, he pays homage to, you know, Friday the 13th, New Blood, as well as you can see some of like the throwback gore that's similar to like Evil Dead 2 and then even like 2013 Evil Dead.
Right.
You know, I always, whenever I do recommend this movie, it's to a particular special group of people because I know of people who really love horror movies, but they're not fans of like blood and like fluids. I know because there's some other stuff going on.
Well, I was going to say one of the highlights for me is definitely the blood and the gore and the nudity.
Yeah.
If you are someone who appreciates the sort of, the staples of horror movies, you should be pretty happy with this one.
I think so too. You know, it's very unapologetic.
Yes, so, that's a great word for it.
And I guess just like the last thing, I really just overall just love the confidence of this movie. It's kind of inspiring because, you know, the director really went for it. So it seemed like he didn't hold back for anything. And on top of that, it's like, I feel like with the ending, there's room for a sequel. And, you know, I would watch the sequel. I would watch another movie of his.
Yeah. Tonight She Comes Again.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, that could be the title.
Yeah, completely agree with you there. I also really thought that the cinematography and the lighting were really nice in this thing.
Oh, very true.
Yeah, Chris Benson is the name of the guy who did the cinematography. And, you know, it's nothing fancy. It's nothing over the top. Again, it's an independent production. But it's shot nicely to the point where I was never really thinking about, you know, anything standing out to me as being, you know, wrong or, oh, I wish that they could have done that a little bit better. And same goes with the editing. You know, you mentioned the editing. Nice pacing and just really nicely put together all around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about some stuff that didn't work for you?
Okay, well, the first 20 minutes, I feel, this was like my second time rewatching it. I rewatched it yesterday. And I kind of felt like with the first 20 minutes, you feel a bit lost as the viewer. Like, by the time stuff starts happening, you know, you're going to be like all in. You're going to be like, oh, whoa, you know, screaming like, what is happening? You know, but before that, though, it's kind of just like, okay, you know, like you're just wondering what's happening. You see these two girls, you see these two guys. Okay, who are they? What's the point of this? Why are they all there? Is he a mailman or is he a part-time mailman? You know, there's just so much of that. So that kind of threw me off a little bit because I remember, when I first watched the movie, usually how I test out a movie to see if I really, really like it, it has to be able to make me put my phone down.
Oh, so, yes.
So I say this because, you know, I am. I know people don't like to admit this, but I am addicted to social media. I'm addicted to my phone. And, you know, I blame, you know, my social media job. I can't stop. So I remember I just wanted to relax on a Sunday morning watching this movie. And I remember the first 20 minutes I did have the phone in my hand. But I remember after that, like, especially with when we saw the body.
Right.
You know, in the woods. Okay, I put my phone down, you know. So, but yeah, if you don't mind that, it's definitely worth it, I feel. Just give it some time. It doesn't take that long to build up because, again, when it first starts, they kind of throwing you into some gore. Then there's like some people where it's just, okay, who's this, you know? So
right.
That's the first thing.
That's the exact same thing that I was going to say, is that the beginning didn't really grab me for maybe the first 15 minutes or so. Yeah, like you said, the very beginning, you know, there's some blood and some guts and some interesting stuff going on. But after that, it does take a little while to pick up. But stick with it.
Right, right. See, look at us. We're twins now. So.
Yeah. What else?
The character Pete, like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like he fit. I didn't really feel like he belonged. He kind of reminded me of one of those outrageous, like, raunchy trauma characters. And, you know, I knew what I was getting myself into with this movie, especially from that first scene. But he just kept on doing things that's just like, okay, who would really do that in front of their friend? Like, mm-hmm. who? And then he still has a friend. Like... You know, regardless of what he was doing, it's just like, all right, I'm confused.
I agree. And to go along with that, the accents were a little bit weird to me, you know, because we have these, for anyone who hasn't, first of all, if you haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out before you listen to this podcast. But I guess we're a little too late for that at this point. But there's these hillbillies that our main characters encounter about, I don't know, maybe halfway through. Right. And it doesn't really seem like they're in Tennessee or, you know, Louisiana or anything like that. But these hillbillies in this house have these really thick accents that stick out as being kind of weird.
Okay, we're going to have to move fast. We can make it out of here. Alive. Exactly as I say, else we ain't gonna like the results.
Yeah, I kept on laughing at the character. I guess he was like the father of Francis, because he kept on, it was Francis, right? Like, I think.
You're talking about the dad?
Yeah, he was the dad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he kept on calling his daughter Felicitae, you know?
Yes.
It was just like a bit much. Like the first time, like I laughed, and then the second time, it's like, okay, come on, you know.
But fortunately, at some point, he gets his head blown off, so you don't have to deal with him anymore.
Oh, true. That was a very beautiful moment. Like the way they did, like great job on that. It looked really gory and I say realistic.
Yeah, there's some pretty good effects work in this with throat slitting and a shotgun blast to the head. It's pretty gnarly.
Oof. Very true. Yeah. And just the last thing, honestly, I didn't really feel too connected with any of the characters. Some of them were just pretty terrible. But I guess Felicity, I won't say her other name, she was pretty cool, you know? Like, she was really just trying to, like, help and realize what was going on that wasn't, like, something good. Or, you know, just the fact that she was willing to stand up for these strangers because it's right.
Right, yeah.
So I appreciated that.
Yeah, she's like, none of us like what's happening right here, but we got to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, overall, I mean, I think it's a fun watch, especially if, you know, you're looking for something to watch for free on Tubi or Amazon Prime. There's definitely worse ways to spend 85 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, Zena, on this show, we usually do a rating system of 1 to 100 and then something that has something particular to do with the movie that we watched. So, 1 to 100, is there anything that you, as our special guest here on Quick Takes, would like to, you know, announce as the rating system for this time around? If not, I have something, but I thought I'd extend the offer.
Well, that was so nice of you, Paul. Oh my God.
Sure.
See, you made me feel so special. But wait, no, what do you have? Let me hear yours first.
I had 1 out of 100 extremely naked and bloody women.
Yeah. Okay. We can go with that one. That's
okay,
fine.
Let's go with that, because you know, I don't know if we talked about that quite enough. I mean, there is nudity in film, and then there is Tonight She Comes. This girl is naked as hell. Wow. I mean, like, she did not care at all.
Like, the whole time, from the start until the finish.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy.
It was. I was thinking the only other time that I can think about watching a horror movie and being that, like, just kind of taken aback by the nudity is the original Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Where that girl is just, Linnea Quigley is naked for quite a while, and she's just letting it all hang out.
Yeah, she was dancing, so.
Yeah.
This girl's not dancing. She's just ready to fight, ready to kill.
Yeah, and so, she does.
She does. They even say that in the synopsis on IMDb.
Right.
Just like, they will laugh, they will drink, they will kiss, they will make love, and they will all die. And caps. So you know it's true.
Yeah, kind of old school flair there. I like it.
Okay, my score? So 1 being the lowest, 100 being the highest?
That's correct. 1 out of 100 extremely naked and bloody women. What do you got?
Okay, I'm actually going to give it a 55 because there was technically just one that was like, I mean, there was multiple ones, but they were like really bloody and stuff. But I'm going to give it like a 55 just because it wasn't too extreme with the nakedness. To me, the gore was just like, you know, on a different level than what I've seen. Even with, you know, we kind of spoke about, you know, period blood. And this is gross TMI.
Yeah.
When she was like trying to take out, okay, well, maybe I should, is that okay? I can freely talk about it.
Spoil away.
Okay. When she was freely, the character Ashley, when she was freely trying to take out her tampon, because they needed it, a part of the ritual that Felicity, she was doing so they can like destroy this demon zombie naked girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to put like a lot of blood in it. Like there was a lot of, you know, slashing of skin and blood pouring everywhere. And she literally like ripped out her tampon and just put it in there. And it was just kind of like, okay. Once again, I knew that this is a guy, you know, this was a guy writing it. because we're all different. We all have different bodies, but it took her, you know, like I don't understand. Well, okay. Why didn't she just take off her shorts to do it?
Right.
And it's just like, okay, it would be so much easier if you just do that. And, you know, again, TMI, because there's a string that helps you. So yeah. Okay. And that's,
well, no, I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because I wanted to get your opinion, you know, as a woman on sort of your take on that, because I'm sure that if you're a guy and you're watching this movie, there's going to be some guys that are going to get really squeamish for that part, you know?
Right, right.
And at the same time, I imagine that there's probably some women who might watch the movie and be like, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I thought that was gross because it was just like just the way she was just really handling it and stuff.
Right.
And then the fact that they all had to like drink blood.
Yeah.
So
pretty nasty.
Yeah. And I know it took the character James, some time. Like he just couldn't do it. Like, I mean, I just don't know how they were able to keep it in, you know?
Yeah.
So, he didn't. He burned Ashley's face off.
Oops.
But
yeah. Okay, so 55, you said?
Yes.
Very fair, very fair. I'm going to go just a little bit higher because, you know, again, since this was a movie that I put on without knowing anything about it, I was actually pleasantly surprised by it. You know, sometimes you roll the dice when you're watching a Tubi movie, and you do end up looking at your phone the whole time because it never does grab you.
Right.
And this one for me did hold my attention, and I'm like, wow, you know, they had some interesting stuff going on. They had some very nice effects work. I did like the performances for the most part. You know, if you're a horror movie and you, like I said, if you like blood and gore, I think that you're going to, for the most part, enjoy this thing. So I'm going to go 72. Hold on, I got to make sure I get it right. Extremely naked and bloody women. There we go.
Okay.
So, like I said, available on Tubi or Amazon Prime if you do want to check it out. And I think, you know, if you're a horror movie fan, I think you should.
I agree with you. I just recommend Do not watch the trailer. The trailer reveals so much, and I think it's best that you just give it a go. Just press play.
Yeah, just jump straight into it. That's most of the time, honestly, how I like to do things. Just go straight into it.
Same.
Yeah. Well, Zena, how about before we get out of here, let's plug some of your stuff.
Of course. So you guys can find me on social media. I'm always on Twitter. Twitter is my jam. So you can find me, lovely Zena. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Real Queen of Horror. And if you want to check out my blog, it's just realqueenofhorror.com.
And per usual, we will have links to all of that on bmoviemania.com. Links below to all of Zena's stuff. Check it out. I watched one of your short films a couple weeks ago that you had on Vimeo. I found it through your website. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the title of it.
Would that be either, is it She?
She. Yes, She.
Okay.
And she, I was very impressed, so great job on that.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm a little bit shy about putting out, you know, some movies, but that one I've been trying to, you know, put out more. I'm actually working on the feature for that.
Oh, wow.
You know, that was just like a proof of concept.
Nice. Well, best of luck with everything in the future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you again for inviting me on.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And I just want to say really quick that the Twitter community, you know, I think that's how I found you as well. But the Twitter horror community lately has been something else. Everyone is, you know, for the most part, very supportive of each other and very nice. And, you know, on Twitter, obviously, that can be a difficult thing to come by. So it's nice that we have some friends on there to chat with, you know, who share our mutual love of this stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's really great just being able to put on a movie, say, I love it so much and I just want to tweet about it. I just put out a tweet and there's so many people who just feel exactly like the same way, or they've never seen it before. And then they keep me updated on, you know, what they felt about, even if they did hate it, I don't care, you know,
yeah.
Just the fact that you're still taking the time to do that and even interacting, you know, with each other on Twitter. It's just so much fun. Like, I really appreciate the community.
Absolutely. As do I. Well, Real Queen of Horror, Zena Dixon, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh my gosh, again, thank you.
Absolutely, and thank you guys for listening to this episode of Quick Takes, and we'll see you next time.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out, touch them. They're touching themselves, and they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!